Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, my new one, The Third Ingredient, is the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And we have Hector, ladies and gentlemen. Hector Barreto is here, ladies and gentlemen, former administrator of the SBA, author of The Engine of America, and currently the chairman of the Latino Coalition, and an old friend of ours, and a 16-year member of our Brain Trust sector. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Hey, Sam, take that. Call the troopers off, and put the APB. Take that offline. So we tell them we found him. Hey, Hector, it's good to have you here. I was just telling the audience about some things that I've learned from you over the years, and from my other friends in the Hispanic community. That when you hear people in the other chat on the cable channels talking about the Hispanic community like it's monolithic on immigration, that's incorrect and disingenuous, isn't it?
That's absolutely right, Jim. You and I have talked about this for a long time. Hispanics tend to be very independent, so it depends on the issue, it depends on what part of the country you're in, depends how you're experiencing these issues. You know, in states where I live, like California, I used to live in Texas. You know, immigration, borders, security, those are real things that you're dealing with every single day. And a lot of times the problems that come from these issues, those folks are affected first. So, you know, they're much more, I would say, in the center on this issue. You know, they believe you can have both. They believe that you can have security, you can have an immigration system that works, and you can still have folks come into this country legally. And so that's what they're focused on.
You know, Hector, one of the things that I pointed out, that I've been pointing out for a long time, it's a cynical view that I have, but I believe that if the Republicans and the Democrats wanted to have true immigration reform that actually works for us and for our neighbors and for the good people who we would like to come in the country, if they wanted to fix that and create that kind of a scenario, they could do it. But I think they both decided not to help each other, not to work it out, because Hector, they each raised too much money on this issue. If they fix it, it would knock the bottom out of their bank accounts. Is that too cynical? How wrong am I on that?
I don't think so, Jim. You know, we've done so many great things.
You don't think I'm too cynical, you think I'm not right?
No, I don't think you're too cynical, because it's over 30 years. We're going on 40
years. That's what I said. That's what I said in the last segment, since the Reagan administration.
Right. We haven't had immigration reform. That's ridiculous. We're better than that. But oftentimes our leadership doesn't have the courage to be able to do something. You know, you talk to a lot of these politicians offline, and they'll say, I agree with you, but somebody in my party is going to be mad at me if I vote this way, or I may not win re-election, or I may get primary. So you're not seeing a lot of profiles and courage on this issue.
Right.
And it's ridiculous that we keep fighting the same battle over and over again.
Real people are hurting. Not only the good people who are maybe dying trying to come over here that we ought to be letting come here, but the bad guys are getting in too. And then you've got people in this country. We have 12 to 20 million people in this country who need some resolution. There is a solution for that, and we can't come to that. And in my opinion, the fact that they won't fix this is an example of what the lack of shame that they have, our politicians in Washington.
Well, it's unfortunately true. And, you know, we put a man in the moon, you know, I think in less than a decade. We can't fix our immigration system in 40 years. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you know what's also very frustrating is that we've gotten close a couple of times, but because you're getting too close to an election, somebody will blow the deal up. I mean, you know that we were working on this when I was in the Bush administration.
Well, you got the problem. You got the Democrats who refuse to solve this because it does raise a lot of money, and they think that their base won't allow them to give in to Republicans, and the Republicans are too fractured. You got caucuses in the Republican Party who want perfection, and you're not going to get perfection, are you?
That's right. That's right. And it's unfortunately that both sides are selfish in the sense that they feel like, gosh, if we agree with the other side, they're going to claim a victory, and we can't let them have a victory. So depending on who the president is or who's in Congress, a lot of these guys are not voting for a solution. They're voting on what their short-term gain is going to be. Yep. And that hurts everybody. You know, everybody's affected by this from an economic standpoint, from a security standpoint. And again, I go back to, we're better than this, but sometimes our leaders don't reflect, you know, the greatness of our country.
Hector, I've got about a minute. What are you working on these days that you're excited about that we need to know about?
Well, Jim, we're back here in D.C., and we're excited about some opportunities on this economy. Small business, as you know, is still the engine that fuels this economy. We're going to do a big event here in March 6th. We've invited the Vice President, the Secretary of Energy. We're going to have a lot of leaders in Congress going to be with us to talk about what are the opportunities in the energy space, for example. Mm-hmm. What are the opportunities around infrastructure? What are things that small businesses can look forward to? And how can we help keep this economy
going? Is that
going
to be on your website, thelatinocoalition.com?
It will, Timbo. Thelatinocoalition.com, all the information on this upcoming event. You're all invited. Jim, you're always invited. You're a dear friend. And I appreciate you getting the word out.
All right, absolutely. Thelatinocoalition.com. We'll talk about this some more. We'll keep reminding you about this, folks. It's a big event. Hey, Hector, good job. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, my friend. Take
care. See you next time. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.